Now we come down to verse 30. The apostles have been out now, and they come back and report. Verse 30, and the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. And he said unto them, Come ye yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. It's impossible for us to really understand how busy and how great the demands were upon him. He had to withdraw in order to rest and take his apostles there. And now we have the record here of the feeding of the 5,000. All four gospel writers record this, and I have dealt with it very casually in Matthew. I'm going to pass over it here in Mark. And when we get to John's gospel, I'll go into detail and bring up many things that are here. Now you have also the incident we had in Matthew of him walking on the water to come to them. And this is a very wonderful thing. We saw it in detail in Matthew. And we find here no record about Simon Peter coming to him. After all, Mark got his information on the human plane from Simon Peter, and Simon Peter just left out this part of it. But Matthew gives us that. But the one thing that I left out here is in verse 48, he saw them toiling in rowing. There those men were down there that night, mingling their sweat with the waves, the salty waves that were breaking over that little boat as they were straining at the oars, and they actually thought they were going down. But it says he saw them toiling and rowing. And I love that. I don't know where you are today, and I do not know what position you're in. You may be in a hard spot right now. You may be sitting in the corner in the darkness. You may be facing temptations and problems that are too great to bear. You may find yourself out on a stormy sea, and you feel like the little bark you're in's going down. I have some news for you, Christian friend. He saw them toiling and rowing. He sees you. He knows your problem. You don't have to send up a flare to let him know. He knows. Oh, today, that you might commit your way to him in a very definite way. And that is something that many of us need to do in times of darkness, is to just commit our way unto him. He saw them toiling and rowing. And only Mark, by the way, records that. And then we find that he then came to them and he entered into the ship with them. And they were amazed, Mark says, beyond measure. Now we have in the conclusion of this chapter that when he went over to the land of Gennesaret, I'm reading verse 53, and when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. When they were come out of the ship straightway, they knew him. Now I want you to listen to this very carefully in conclusion. And ran through the whole region round about, began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets, besought him that he might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. You and I today can't even envisage the number of sick people that he had healed. I happen to know that there's one denomination that has offered, I think, $1,000, if anybody will come forward that had been healed by a faith healer. And I understand that $1,000 has never been taken yet. That's amazing, isn't it, when you hear all this propaganda today that's going around. In Jesus' day, you could have brought together thousands of people that he'd heal. My friend, he was genuine. It was real. And that's the reason the enemy never denied what he did.